But if Bitak and Push had indeed found Pyramus at Kontir, what was it that Monte had discovered at Tanis?
Once you've recognised that Pyramus is indeed at Kontir, you start wondering, well, what on earth is Tanis then? There are buildings there which really any detached observer know must come from Pyramus. So what are they doing there? Is it a hoax? Have aliens dropped them there?
Pyramus had been found, but it seemed to be in two places at once. The buildings were in Tanis, but the foundations were beneath Kontir. How could this have happened? The answer is intriguing. Ramesses the Great had chosen to locate his capital on the ancient Pelusiac branch of the Nile, and the river was its lifeblood. But the city was also at the mercy of the river, and one day it would spell doom to Pyramus. That moment came around 150 years after the death of Ramesses II. The Pelusiac branch of the Nile silted up. It dwindled away until the river finally switched course altogether, leaving the Venice of its day without water.
What happened was that the Pelusiac branch of the Nile, which passed Pyramus here, was blocked in its lower reaches. The Pelusiac branch of the Nile lost its waters to the Tanitic branch of the Nile, which became the main artery of the Nile traffic.
For Pyramus, this spelled disaster. Now isolated from the world, it looked as though this magnificent city would have to be abandoned. But instead, after the death of Ramesses the Great, his successors decided to do something extraordinary.